Blog Talk Radio.
Money. I love the look of it. I love the smell of it. I love the feel of it. I love the sound of it. I'm about my money. Better have it for me. Say cash is king. Well, I'm the queen. No disrespect. You will get checked. Got your address. That's with my green. Think about my money. Ain't on that funny. They see a pretty face and then they start to dream. Don't get it twisted. I am a business. About to never put the meat before the cheese. M-O-N-E-Y. So you want my money, out is good money, money in these chains, it fits so clean, you spitting out it, but can you flip that, can you make it grow, I'll make the cream, but that's your profit in my wallet, so big it won't fit, I orgasm my transactions in big deals, don't get it twisted, I am a business, so put your all your money where when my weight is up, to me it's better than sad. And it's for money, oh it's for over. And it's for noobs, I ain't no pushover. E is for every day of the week. Y is for yes, it's a piece out of E.
M-O-N-E-Y.
I am so excited to have everybody here joining us tonight. Thank you for tuning in to Webcamming with Sammy and Mrs. Princess Snow Angel. So there's a lot going on, and I'm going to get to it. But first, let me bring on my beautiful co-host, Miss Princess Snow Angel. How are you, darling? Are you there, my love? Where did she go? Can you hear me, Princess? One, my love, or I can't bring you on the air. Okay, anyway, so let's get to the show. Okay, so tonight's show is going to be very amazing, fun, interesting. I have a beautiful guest that's coming on the show tonight, and it's actually a male cam model, which is going to be so fun. I cannot wait. This is going to be awesome. So again, Princess, if you're listening, make sure you press one so I can put you on the air, my darling. So a couple things. First, I need to tell Mr. Tanner North that I made a big old typo in when I was doing the show link, the creating the show page. I will go and fix that because I misspelled his name in part of the little bio that I was doing. So, Tanner, I completely apologize. I will go fix that right after the show is over because I can't do it while, you know, while I'm live because, yeah, it just won't work. Anyway, so I will stick for you, my darling dear. Let's see. Okay. Let's see. I don't know why this is doing this, but let's see, Princess, if this is you. Okay, 313,
hello?
Are you there? Oh, there
yes,
you are.
No angel.
I'm like, whoa, I don't recognize this number. Okay. But I was like, okay, it's got to be
yeah.
you.
I called from Butterbean's phone, so it worked out
oh,
a little
nice.
Better.
Nice. Now I have both your phone numbers. Sweet. I can stop yeah. both of you guys. Nice. Okay, so I've got all kinds of stuff to get into tonight, and I was just talking about, I actually just apologize because I made a huge typo on Tanner's name and one of the sentences that I put on there, so I'm going to fix that after I get done with the show. Excited to have him on the show tonight because it is going to be amazing to get a guy's perspective of how it is to camp. You know
seriously,
what I'm saying?
Yeah, because yeah, I mean, to think about, like, at least on StreamMate, their setup, I mean, obviously they have the female models first, but to go almost, like, to, it's like another whole side of things, you know, like, to see the,
oh, completely.
You know, what the, you know, male cam models do, and, like, you know, how their experiences can be, you know, similar and different from ours, so I'm looking forward to
it. Oh, I totally am, because the last, I believe, if I'm correct, and this was a long time ago, the last guy that I had on here was Dirk Huge. And I actually did cam shows with him years ago. And like, and
yeah.
I think he was the last male cam model that I had on the show. Because I'll try and get guys to come on the show and they're like chicken out on me. And I'm just like, really? I'm like, hello, you've got balls. What happened to him? I'm like,
right?
You fucking balls. Oh my gosh. And I have to share some sad news with everybody because I want to do this now and get it out of the way. Thursday is actually the last radio show. So I just want to, I know, you know what? It's sad, but it's not sad. And the only reason why is because my personal business that I'm doing right now that doesn't pertain to webcamming is I'm putting so much time and effort into it that I just have to put the radio show on hold. It's not that I'm going to quit, you know, doing the radio show forever. It's just right now, like all of us know when we do our webcamming business, you have to put 200% into that to really get to that level to where you want to be. And with me, with
absolutely.
My new adventure that, yeah, and my new adventure, I've already advanced so much in the last 2 months that I need to put the next 6 months, like 200% into it and really get to that income level so I'll be happy with myself. So
right.
That being said, next Thursday is going to be the last of webcamming with Sammy, Princess Snow Angel, Sage Montana, and Virginia Rose. For, I'm not going to say completely, but for a while, at least 6 months so I can get my business. Like I got to put myself mentally and physically into that business. So on another note,
right.
Now back to the show. So how are things going with you, my dear? I see you've got, oh my gosh, you've got so much going on. And I love your website. It's so cute. Like you were just this little cutie patootie that you put in. And like I've said before, the reason why I wanted you to fill in for so hard at building your cam business. And I go and I check things out. And you really do work your ass off. You and Butterbean. Butterbean?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I think as soon as we turned over into like being in the industry and then realizing how much potential I had, even from the beginning when I started on Chatterbait, I thought, you know, this is what I really want to do. I quit my 9-to-5 right away. And then as soon as we got the website up, I literally spent like 2 days straight just like brainstorming ideas for like different blog things I could write about because it was just, it was just like so great to get that started and then getting, my modeling, like PSA models as an LLC in my state was also a huge start to just like getting into both, you know, fun, entertainment, and business and being able to incorporate it all together, really. So,
right. And see, and this is,
that's where you know that you're going to be very successful, not only as just a CAM model, but as a CAM business, because you not only just went into, okay, well, I'm just going to turn on my webcam and I'm going to show my vagina and play with my titties, like, and talk sexy. Like, you took it to a whole nother level really fast.
Yeah.
And which is what you have to do as a smart CAM model. You need to look at every aspect in the business, not only where you can make money, but where you can build your brand. Because getting yourself out there and building that brand, which is another thing that I'm so excited to talk to Tanner about. He's very smart too. Like, this is amazing. So I'm, yeah, I might actually bring him on sooner than what I told him I was going to. Oh, and if any of you haven't went and stalked Tanner, his eyes are to die for. Oh my God. Like, I looked at his pictures and I'm like, holy shit, I could just like melt my vagina on his eyes. Like,
yeah,
literally, his eyes are just gorgeous.
Like, give me.
I didn't stalk the other body parts yet, but after reading the bio that was sent to me, I might have to, because I couldn't put all his whole bio into the blog talk platform right here because of the fact that I can only put so many characters. It's like Twitter, but you can put a little more characters in, but I couldn't put all the characters in. And
exactly.
He's talking about he's got a thick cock, and I'm like, I might have to go check out his cam shows now and go see this thick cock that this boy has running around streammate. I love it. Oh, my goodness. So this is going to be fun having him on faux show. I'm just really excited because we have a dude coming on. Like, I'm just like,
right.
So.
Yeah.
I love women. Don't get me wrong. All you female cam models out there, I absolutely love and adore every one of you. Even those of you that have hated on me, I still love you. I don't have a hate bug in my body. Unless you mess with my pug, then it's on. It's on. Then I come and hate you and I kill you and all that good stuff. So you recently competed in the contest for StreamMate. How was that? Was it crazy? Because that was 24 straight hours.
Oh, my gosh. I will definitely have to say this contest, considering, like, the bikini contest and the New Day competition, which was the most recent one, they were only a week apart. So
right.
Comparing, since I both stayed up the whole 24 hours for each one, I think that, like, my stamina of staying on cam, I only took a 10-minute break, like, the entire time this contest. And OMG, it was the most tough competition. There were so many models that participated, and I have to say, like, what an adventure that whole day's worth. I really just, I have to say again, thank you to all the models who came out and competed. Seeing new names on StreamMate I haven't seen before, that was interesting to check out, to see, you know, what they're doing to get into their place, and also, like, seeing, like, you know, wow, like, good job, congratulations to everyone who competed. And I ended up ranking number 58, which I was very pleased about considering how many models were there total the whole time. So
I saw, like, I actually stalked your room. I went in and I was like, oh my God, she's so stinking cute. Like, you're just like this little love bug. Like, you're so stinking cute.
Uh-huh.
It's just, yeah. Like, oh my gosh, she's like my little daughter.
Thank you.
Okay, but wait a second. You seriously only took a 10-minute break in 24 hours?
Yes.
Excuse my language, but how the fuck did you stay awake that long? Like, what the hell are you on, sister? I'm not assuming you're on anything. I'm kidding.
No, it's okay. Like, literally the day before, I was, like, so lazy. Just, I slept. I woke up. I had a snack. I ate dinner. I slept some more. And, like, when I woke up the next day, I'm like, all right, if I slept for pretty much, like, almost the whole day and, you know, didn't do anything, then my energy for the next day was, like, boom, there. I was just, I couldn't wait. I was super excited to get on. I was like, yes.
Oh, my gosh. The days of being a newer cam model, I remember those days. I had the stamina, and now I'm just like, yeah, no, not so much.
Well, I mean, you have a lot of other things on, too. And
my gosh, yes. And I wish, I really, truly wish I could share my business that I've just recently, you know, come into the last couple months. But I can't because of the fact that everybody doesn't know this side of me. And it could really create a lot of havoc. So that's why I don't. Yeah. So I'm just like, you know what? We're just going to leave that one alone. And then, you know, people that I actually know, like you and Sage and whatnot, you know, they can know the personal details. But for everybody else, I'm sorry, I got to keep you in the goddamn dark. You don't get to know a fucking thing. Just saying.
I like people's mystery and things from camming and then certain things outside of that. So I understand
it. You know, sometimes, you know, sometimes people got secrets, and this is one of my secrets that some people just don't need to know about. Not
there
everybody has to know about my vagina being everywhere getting fucked. Gosh. Oh, my Lanta. Oh, and I will be on cam this Saturday and Sunday for sure, because July is my last month of camming. So Saturday and Sunday, I will be on for sure for all of you to take peeks at my vagina and my titties again. So Saturday and Sunday, I will be. Are you and Butterbean going to stalk me? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Sweet Jesus. Yes, I love it. Make sure you come into the room and say hi. I actually love when other cam models come in and say hi. Like, that's the best.
Okay, yeah. We definitely
because I'm not one of those. Yeah, I don't block other cam models when they come in and say hi. Even if they're mean, I just like, oh, okay, well, you're having a bad day. Your vagina must be slow today. Sorry for you, sister. Okay, let me bring on this caller before we bring our beautiful guest Tanner on. Okay, is this a sweetness, Mr. Sleepy?
Hello, Sammy and Prince No Angel. How are you both doing tonight?
Fabulous. Okay. How are you doing,
good.
Sweet penis?
Good, thank you.
So did you hear the sad news, darling?
About your being your last month?
No, next Thursday is the last day of our radio show.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, I know, right? But it won't be forever. It'll happen again. It's just that right now my business is taking off and I just have to focus on that for now. So yeah, I haven't even shared it on social media or anything. I was like, you know what, I'm just going to say it tonight. Just get the freaking cat out of the bag so everybody knows and be like, okay, there you go. So have you... I'm sorry. Go ahead, darling.
I was just going to say, although your show is going to be on hiatus, since I've had a little bit of experience co-hosting with you, I was going to do a couple things on my blog where I'm either going to do, like, different video interactions where I'll bring up, per se, like, a topic of camming, or me and Butterbean were actually thinking of getting into, like, maybe doing a, you know, blog talk radio partial thing, possibly. I may want to talk to you more about how to...
Definitely. Oh, my God.
So
I was going to bring that up to you. Off air, you and I talk about that because you would have a lot of fun with it. It would be great for somebody else to be stepping in and bringing things out there for everybody. But I want to ask you, Mr. Sweet Penis.
Yes.
I just have to say that. Sweet Penis. So, you know, we have a male cam model coming on tonight as our guest. Have you checked him out? And what do you think about his eye? I'm just going to keep saying his fucking eyes are gorgeous. Like, seriously.
His site is under construction, so I was trying to see his profile, but it's different to have a male cam model on for today.
And I know it is, but it's awesome. It's nice to have a little change, you know, because everybody knows I don't keep everything simple and keep it the same all the time. I always have to have something fun and interesting, and tonight...
Yes.
And we're getting ready to bring him on. So, Sweet Pea, I'm going to put your earmuffs on, and I'm going to let you just sit back, listen to the show, and if you want, I will bring you back on if you have some questions for Tanner, darling.
Okay, sounds good.
All right. Don't start masturbating while I put you on hold now.
Nope.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so now we're going to bring on Mr. Tanner North. All right. Oh, go. Oh, there you are. Hey, Tanner. How are you, honey?
Hey, how are you? I'm doing all right.
I am doing fabulous, Mr. Beautiful Eyes.
Thank you.
And I don't know if you heard earlier, but I will go in and fix that little typo that I had on there. show thing. Yeah, I saw that right when I was in the middle of a conference call when I was typing, and I'm listening to the conference call, and I'm trying to type the show, and then right when I locked radio, I was reading over it, and I was like, oh, my God, idiot, you didn't do spell check before you linked the show?
No, you're fine. I actually, whenever I did end up reading, I noticed it, but I was just like, oh, it doesn't matter.
It's almost like hammer tammer. Oh my goodness. So I have so many questions for you, and I know Princess does also. My first question for you is, what got you into camming?
Actually, this is like, it's really weird how like I got in. Whenever I did join like the streaming and everything, I was still in college. And I was watching porn that night, and then I had a pop-up show up, and it was, Flirt for Free? It was, like, it was one of those guys, and I was just like, what is he doing? And then I noticed that he was just jacking off and everything, and I was just like, is this real and everything? And then I typed, is this real? And he actually waved back, and I was just like, whoa, okay. So, you know, I clicked on it, and I saw that, and I was just like, whoa, live sex cams. What is this? So then, you know, I started looking through everything, and then I was just like, you know what, I think I could do this better. If these people are just doing this and they're getting paid, I think I could do it. So then after that, I did a little bit more research, and then I got in, and then it was a whole another different world compared to what I actually initially thought it was.
Right?
Oh,
yeah.
There's a lot I have to ask. Can you expect?
Yeah. Oh, go ahead. You go ahead, Darlene.
Oh, I was just going to say, like, when I first, like, just kind of, like, looked at all the cams, too, like, I figured, like, okay, that seems easy to just play with yourself on cam, but when I actually got on and saw how much more, like, aspects there are to it, it's definitely a shock, but I think it's definitely a good shock, too, when you can put your own personal touch to it, I feel.
Oh, and I absolutely agree with you. I feel like that's what separates like a lot of cam models from like the from cam stars to like regular cam models is the whole branding part of it. It's how to create your own identity and how what separates you from other cam models. Why should everyone view you instead of viewing other models? So, yeah.
Oh my gosh, that right there is one thing that I have tried to explain to cam models over the years, over and over again. Don't try to reinvent the wheel of somebody else. Because when cam models try to act like somebody else, it's a really big fat mess. Really looks bad.
It really does. Yeah.
Yeah. Crazy. So then does any of your family know what you're doing?
Yeah, actually, everybody knows.
Nice.
The difference, you see, like, everyone in my family, all my siblings, they've all had, like, their careers, or, like, they go to college. Even my little sister, she models, and you see, everybody had their own thing except me. And so whenever I told my parents that I was a webcam model and then I did porn, they just kind of shrugged it off. They were like, oh, okay, it'll only last a couple of months and whatnot. And then when they noticed that it was actually, you know, that I was actually investing my time in everything and, you know, they sat me down and they were like, okay, so you're actually serious about this. And I'm just like, yeah, I was serious when I told you guys. They were kind of hesitant at first, but then once they saw the income I was receiving and the attention and how focused I actually was, because let me tell you, before I started camming, I wasn't focused at all. I was just everywhere, just partying and, like, doing whatever I wanted to do, basically. And then with camming, you know, I knew that I had to create a schedule and I had to do this at that time and, you know, build the brand, you know, from the ground up. Now they're, like, happy about it. You know, they're proud and everything. They'll let people know and stuff. It's awesome.
And you know what? It is a lot of work. When you actually cam model and building your brand and treating it like a business, it is a lot of work to really put yourself in 200% because there are so many models that are fixated with going on and trying to replicate other models or just going in and watching what other cam models do instead of focusing on themselves and building a brand and making money. And if cam models that are negative and watch other models and, you know, do what they do, all the negativity things, if they would actually turn that into a positive and build a brand, oh, my Lanta, they would make so much more money. And you two, yeah. I mean, this is so awesome. Both of you have worked very hard at building a brand, and it is working so well for the both of you. And I love it. Absolutely love it. So kudos to both of you. Kudos.
Thank you.
You definitely doing what you love. I can definitely say that. I've always kind of had a thing for like entertainment, and then I'm like, okay, I can kind of put this together and then, you know, maintain my focus as well on like really getting into something and having structure along top of it. I'm like, okay, I can do this and it's fun. Yeah.
Oh yeah. No.
Right.
I could definitely agree with Princess on that. It's the same thing. You know, I in the beginning, you know, I always wanted to do something in the entertainment world and stuff. But yeah, you know, once you have that structure and you, like, you know how you want things to go and like you have that control of how you want it to go, it's pretty amazing.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Definitely. Okay, so you mentioned porn. So are you also shooting porn or are you just doing the webcam?
I just do the webcam, but I do shoot porn for my website.
Nice.
So, yeah, I do. At the moment, though, I will be relaunching in August. So the site is down and everything, and we're adding all the videos. I want to have at least 140 to 200 videos before going live.
Wait, that's a lot of fucking.
No, it's a lot. Yeah. So recently, I've been busy with that. But webcamming is definitely like my number one thing now. But I do like adding something different, just because I feel like a lot of people can't watch me on cam on that certain day or that certain time. So you know, whenever they're feeling horny, you know, they could just go to my site and then jack off, and you know.
Nice.
So.
God damn, you're gonna have one busy ass penis. I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Oh my gosh. So have you had other cam models that have been like male or female that have been, you know, haters against you since you've been building your business up?
Oh yeah, definitely. In the beginning though, it wasn't as bad. After my ex-biz domination, I feel like that's what filled up more hate, I guess, just because I feel like everyone already nominated was known and like people knew who they were. And now, you know, I wasn't really as known as they were. And I only have a year and 9 months. So I guess a lot of people just didn't like that, that part of it. So yeah, I started getting, you know, a whole bunch of hate comments, hate emails, and stuff on Twitter and on Reddit. It's been bad, but the way I like to see it is, you know, they see everything in a negative way. So if they keep talking, you know, if they keep, you know, spreading that negativity, you know, I'll leave it up to them. But at the end of the day, you know, I'm still getting that check. I still have my supporters and I still have that love and everything. So, you know, it just doesn't matter if that makes any sense.
Right.
You know?
Right. Well, and you know, what's so funny is these haters that go out there and they talk so much crap about other cam models, what they don't realize is that for us, because then their fans or followers come over and check out who we are, and they're like, oh, wow, this person's actually positive and fun and sexy and doing them instead of hating. And so to me, I say, bring it on, haters, because at the end of the day, I'm happy, positive, fun, and I'm still making money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sorry.
Oh,
I completely agree with you. I completely agree with you. And I feel like not only that, you know, I feel like whenever you have, because even with what we do, we still have an influence over the people that watch us. And, you know, a lot of these people, you know, we are their happiness. You know, we are that fantasy that, you know, makes them smile, you know, throughout the day. And I feel like if we spread that negativity, we're also spreading it to our fans and supporters. So I've
right.
always seen it that way.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Oh, my goodness. That's why I say, you know what, just smile through your vagina, your penis, or your mouth, whichever makes you happy. Like, you won't see negativity. You will never see negativity on my social media timelines because of the fact that I just, there's so much shit going on that I'm like, you know what, just be happy. Just masturbate
right.
and have sex.
Right.
Be happy.
Right.
yeah.
I completely agree with you on that.
That's going to get me there.
Mm-hmm. yeah, right? Seriously. So, Tanner, do you do cam shows with other performers at all, or you just do solo shows?
I just do solo shows. I like saving whenever I do with another performer or something. I usually like saving it for my website. That way it entices them. Because like for the female side, I feel like, especially for StreamMate, for gold shows and all of that, it works best for females. But when it comes to guys, guys prefer that private and exclusive, part of the area. So, if I was to do that, it wouldn't be as successful on cam as if it was out of cam.
Oh, gotcha, gotcha. That mm-hmm. is interesting because I wanted to ask you about that. How, like, do you do gold shows, how it works for you versus, you know, I don't do gold shows personally myself just because I'm not a big fan of them. I was at the beginning stage when they first came out with StreamMate years ago, mm-hmm. and it was awesome, mm-hmm. amazing, and I made so much damn money. It was disgusting. But they've just been, excuse me, oversaturated by models that have ruined the gold show moment for other models that actually know how to work the gold shows. No, you know, not going to call any names, but you know, is what it is. but yeah, I've wondered if it was because I've never talked to guys who actually do solo gold shows.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. It's a whole nother ball game. I know the first time I did a gold show, I only had two people in, and the buy-in was 15, and I was just like, I'm only entertaining two people. And not that it's a bad thing, but I felt like, you know, just seeing from how the gold shows worked at the female mm-hmm. Sector of it, I was just like two people on a show. So then, you know, I started, you know, getting, you know, asking, you know, everyone who was coming in and, you know, seeing if they enjoyed gold shows. But a lot of them just preferred that one-on-one time or they just preferred to go on private and share that time with someone else.
Right. Yeah, I could say from a female also, like with gold shows, I sometimes will do them only if it's like, say, you know, it's low traffic for that night on the site and I want to kind of switch things up. I'll do a gold show like every now and again, but I try to steer away from them just because I think that it's okay. This can be a little preview of little bits of things that I may be able to do in private, but I'm not giving away my whole show either. And I'd rather have it be more of a one-on-one thing as well, especially like pushing, you know, exclusive shows, the more exclusive shows that can be more upon the request of like the time that's there presently in that show is like, I think the best all around.
Right. Oh, I totally agree. Completely.
Well, also, you definitely.
Yeah, gold shows are for gold show queens, and we know how those are working out for some of them, not so well. I'm just saying, like they've been oversaturated and like I'm just gonna leave it right there because yeah, haters are gonna hate.
Okay.
So I'm just gonna shut the fuck up. Oh my Lando, let me bring Sweet Pea back on because he's been waiting patiently. Let's see what he has to pee. Are you there, my sweet penis?
Yes, I am.
All right, what do you got for us? Sweet penis.
I was just wondering what fetishes he enjoys doing for the ladies on the cam shows.
On the cam shows, actually, I'm so glad you brought that up. In all honesty, whenever I've been on StreamMate, I haven't had one female come to my show yet.
Really?
At all. Yeah, I feel like it's well, you see, whenever the promotion is done, it's done to the gay sector of the industry, not really to the straight. Even the bisexual, whenever you're a guy, even if you're bisexual, it still goes to the gay sector of it. Just to say, you know, my percentages of what I have, you know, it's only 6% females and then the rest of it is all guys. So I've never done a fetish show for a female yet. Yeah.
Wow.
Jeez. We're going to have to change that. Okay. So I'm so going to stalk your live cam show and we need to change that up because I want to see that sick cup. Just saying, I'm going to stalk you. I want to see the penis. I want to see your penis. Oh, my gosh. Me, Princess, and Butterbean will have to, like stalk one day randomly. We'll be like, okay, let's do this. Let's do a threesome
right.
And stalk him.
Right.
Oh, my gosh. Too awesome. Sweet Pea, do you have any more questions, my darling?
Well, you know, I got to come up with a joke, so.
Oh, yes, Tanner, he has a joke every week, so bring it on, yeah. Sweet Penis.
So whoever comes into your cam rooms can always fantasize of getting a Tanner Nanner.
Oh, I get it.
Oh, my God. Oh, Sweet Pea. What, Sweet Pea, what are you going to do after next week? I mean, you're just going to have to tweet me jokes or something.
Yeah, I definitely will. I always make sure you're smiling and laughing.
Aw, you're such a sweet penis. That's why I love you. You and your balls. I love them all.
Thanks.
All right, Sweet Pea. Any more to offer to all of us?
You three of you have a great evening and keep up the great work. And Sammy and Snow Angel, you know I love you both very much.
Aww, we love you too. And don't stroke too hard tonight. If you do,
yeah,
make sure you think of us. Make sure you think of us when you do.
I'll be taking care of my deep stroganoff.
Okay, perfect. And you put that finger right in that little butthole. Love you, Sweet Penis. Oh my gosh, I love messing with him because he's so fun to mess with. Like, he's just... so easy. So I have to ask, Tanner, when it comes to your fans, because you have a nice fan base on social media, which is amazing. And do you have a lot of them that come into your cam shows?
I do. And it's pretty
nice.
Awesome because you see a lot of people would just come in and, you know, they'll actually hang out with me. Not only come
mm-hmm.
for that sexual, and I think that's really awesome,
right.
You know, that they take, you know, that certain amount of time, you know, that they have and they invested in me, and, you know, it's really awesome. That's like, those are literally my favorite type of fans, just because they invest that, you know, their personal time, you know, just to come and say hi, you know, and talk and all that, so.
Right. Oh, my gosh. That is. Oh, you know what? I'm going to let Miss Princess ask some questions because I'm like totally just taking over. Like, I'm just like totally talking over Princess. And my husband even tells me that. He's like, okay, he'll give me that hand gesture, like, shut it. Like, you're talking too much. I'm like, God, okay, fine, whatever. So, Princess, I'm sorry, my little spinner. Go ahead, Dollface.
That's okay. I was just going to ask, have you done any other cam sites besides StreamMate, either presently or before? Or, what other experience would you have had?
Before I did Flirt for Free, I actually only did that for a month, though. And the whole reason why I did it is because I saw that they had contests for their next cam model, Flesh Jack Boy, and all that stuff. But whenever I did do it, it wasn't the same. There was a whole bunch of people in my show, but none of them had accounts. So I would have to keep pressuring them, you know, to create an account and all that. And I just really didn't like that part.
Right.
So I went back to StreamMate, and then, you know, I just felt it was better because everyone who would come and visit would already have one, and I would only have to say to the screen, like, once or twice, you know, during my, you know, 6 or 8 hours that I'm on, and just, you know, let them know to create an account, you know, for the people who are just watching without one. So I just felt that it was just better for me in that type of sense.
So funny.
Yeah, I can see
that you say. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. See, here I go again. I'm, like, totally cutting her off. Oh, my God. Just give me a muzzle. Muzzle or a penis. Something to shut me up. I mean, like. That was actually the first site that I worked on was Flirt for Free. And it was interesting. And
mm-hmm.
the reason why I quit working on there, because they didn't pay me.
Oh, wow.
Like, and
yeah.
I've said this before. It's been probably 9 years. They still owe me $100.
Oh, wow. And you know what's the funny thing? That I had the same issue with them, too, whenever I was leaving. So, yeah. You know, I actually had to get my team and contact them and everything. It was finally, you know, settled down and everything, but it took like around a month just to be able to get that paycheck and to close down the account.
Yeah, I just told them, I said, you know what, I said, screw it. I'm like, my account will shut down eventually because I'm never going to log back in. I'm like, but really, it's only $100. I'm like, you guys are making hundreds of thousands of dollars. And that was when I had first started camming, and I'm thinking big, kind of like that movie Pretty Woman where she walks into the store with all those shopping bags. Well, see, that would be me trying to go back to their site now and be like, yeah, bitches, you made a big mistake on that one. Idiot. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so you say you do, you know, like you work with other people when you're on your website. Now, what about actually getting into the porn industry itself? Would you ever consider doing that?
I actually get this question a lot, and honestly, no. The whole reason being why I wouldn't, because I feel like once you go into that, you're aiming to go mainstream. And my issue with mainstream is that whenever you're out there, you know, you get pushed out real quick to do everything. And then once, mm-hmm. like, your year or 2 years, you know, once your fame is up there, then it'll die down. And then everyone will just recognize you as that porn star. But I feel like whenever you're camming, you're able to create extensions to everything, whether it be create a blog or create anything else, other businesses, and still be considered an adult performer, but you're still a business person, if that makes any
right.
sense.
Right. Oh, it does make sense, and, because I've done both, mm-hmm. so trust me.
Mm-hmm.
I was a cam girl to start, and that's where you're very smart when you just said that, is when you start off as a cam model and you dip your feet into the porn world like I did, and people were just done. They're like, oh my gosh, we got to shoot you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I'm like, okay, fine, whatever. You know, I'm still going to do my webcamming. And so everybody, mm-hmm. even in the porn industry, knew me as cam model Sammy, not as mm-hmm. porn star Sammy. And so, which was great for me. Mm-hmm. And like you said, it's like when you're in the cam world and you build a cam model base and that business mm-hmm. and that brand, people remember you as a cam model and not as a porn star. Like it is.
Exactly.
And honestly, at the end of the day, it is better, and I love it, and I love what I've done over the years, but I will say that cam modeling is what has built me. Well, I built me, but I mean,
mm-hmm.
camming, you know, and thank God for StreamMate. I love StreamMate so freaking much, and cam models bitch about the percentage all the time. And tell cam models over and over, you know what? You don't know what you're getting until you actually fly to Seattle, you see their headquarters, and then you know what you're getting. Because I was lucky enough to do that, and mm-hmm. I saw the meat and potatoes of what all those 300 people sitting inside of that headquarters is doing for all of us cam models to keep us safe and giving us – it's just insane. And I know, Tanner, one day you're going to be invited to go there. I can already tell.
Oh, sweet. I hope so.
I can tell because you are like, you, and same thing with Princess, because you're, you guys have connections with people that you need to know. and y'all know who I'm talking about.
But yeah, no, I definitely agree with you on that. There's so many people, but that's the thing, you know, they don't know the behind the scenes. And another thing that I've noticed, that a lot of cam models just expect everyone to come to them whenever they're online. But, you know, there's a lot of behind the scenes type of thing, you know, promoting
mm-hmm.
and, you know, marketing.
Right.
There's so much that goes into it that I guess a lot of cam models don't realize, or they just don't want to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel, you know,
or they
once
just
they,
have
you know,
shitty attitudes.
Oh, exactly. Yes. Yes. I can't tell you how many models I've met, you know, that are exactly like that, you know, and it's really sad, you know, because it's a loss in opportunity. And, you know, and
oh,
a lot of times when you close a door, it'll shut forever. So, you know.
You never burn the bridge.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. Oh, my goodness.
I was going to say,
go ahead,
too, like, Yeah, for StreamMate itself, like, I think another big thing when you're in the public chat and, like, you're on there, as many, you know, fans or, like, you know, other members that you've consistently had, there's always going to be new people that are coming into your room, too, and just one bad attitude that you have that day, they may come back to see you another time, but that's not always the case. And if you're always on and you're just like, all right, I want to bring people in and I want to show, like, you know, what side, like, you know, crazy, kinky, sexually that I want to, you know, invite them into, or upon their own request, and kind of work with that and just, like, really, you know, make something happen. And if there's, I feel, no feeling in your room to begin with, then, you know, what are you really doing? Like, bring a good attitude and then, like, it's all going to come back, like, you know, in good things, earnings and everything else.
When, you know, all I can say is to other cam models, though, out there that are, you know, besides us three that have great positive attitudes, once you have a bad attitude and you show it, everybody remembers that bad attitude. Like, if you are on cam and you're showing that attitude, you have to remember that those are your true colors. Turn on your damn cam, because of the fact that it ain't going to be fun for anybody else. And then it's going to show in your bank account. Then you're really going to hate your job. And then you're not going to want to masturbate. And then you're going to be sad. And then you're going to have to go work at McDonald's or Walmart. And you're going to hate your life for the rest of it.
Definitely. Definitely. And the whole thing, you know, again, that around, Princess was saying, you know, those first impressions, that's all that really matters to a lot of people.
Yep.
Because there's always new people coming in. And once they see, you know, one bad thing, you know, that's like a bad
mm-hmm.
attitude or whatever, you know, and if it's not part of your brand, of course, because I know, you know, a lot of guys and
yep.
girls like that, but if it's not part of your branding and you do that, you know, they'll probably never come back. And if they do, they'll just come in and then they'll leave just because they're expecting
oh,
that
yeah.
same exact person they met the first time.
Oh, I had
right.
a bad day one time. I was having a bad day and I got on cam and everybody could see it in my face. I didn't say anything, but they could see in my face. They're like, okay, something's wrong with you. And then I just said to everybody, I said, you know what? I said, let me just log off because I am not in my happy place right now. And I will be back with a happy vagina later. Like, but so many models don't know how to actually walk away from the cam. And, you know, just it is what it is. You make more money walking away than you do staying on and being unhappy. Seriously.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yep.
So we are coming up to the end of our show, boys and girls. So Tanner, I want to give you the time to tell everybody where to find you, like how to come search for that nice thick penis of yours, where to find you and all that good stuff. Give us your shout outs, baby.
Awesome. You could leave your email to tannernorth.com so you can find out when it'll go live. You can go to Tanner North Experience to check out my blogs, and you can go to Tanner North Streams to see when I'll be live on cam again. And then all my social media is Tanners with the S North. Yeah.
Nice, baby. All right, my little Miss Princess Snow Angel, my little spinner. Give me your shout out there, sexy.
Well, you can find me on Twitter, which is PrincessSnow757, which is the three S's. I also have a Snapchat, too, with the same name as my Twitter, PrincessSnow757. And you're more than welcome to add me and snap me and whatnot. Or you can also find me on my blog and website, www.princesssnowangel.com. Once again, with three S's. And you can also check me out on PSA Models, which is my white label, directly linked from my site, and you can watch me broadcast on cam, or you can just go directly to StreamMate and find me on there. And I usually cam around 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, but this coming Saturday, I will be on for a good chunk of the day and night. I am only getting off to sleep, but I'll be getting off, you know, really all day and night when I'm mostly on.
She'll be getting off on cam, yeah. She'll be getting on to get you off. That's what she's going to be doing. Just saying. I know. Oh my gosh, you guys. I'm actually getting on cam this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. It's been, I think, 2 months since I've been on cam. Like, I hope I can remember what to do with my toys. Like, I really hope I can remember. Oh, wait. No, I got.
stalk you, and then I'm like,
I remember my husband doesn't let me forget. He's like, oh, no, we're putting that toy there. I'm like, yeah, and I'm putting that toy there. I'm like, okay, now I'm in charge tonight, darling. Oh, my gosh. I am so glad he doesn't listen to these shows half the time, because he'd be like, really, you said that on the air live? I'd be like, mm-hmm. So, yeah, y'all know where to find me. You can follow me on Twitter at SammyBrick69, also on Instagram at Sammy_Brick69. And then this Saturday and Sunday, you can catch me live on StreamMate at Sammy_Bricks.cammodels.com. I will be sharing my vagina with the whole world. So make sure that you come and enjoy it. And then remember, catch us live here on Dollhouse Radio next Thursday evening from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern. I will have, you know, some fun guests coming on the show next week. I can't tell you who, but they will be here, and we'll be having vagina and penis talk as always. So on that note, we're going to end our show in a fun style, and I am so happy that, Tanner, you took the time out of your day to come and join us. You are absolutely gorgeous. Oh, but I have to ask you, what is your accent?
Oh, my accent?
Yes, you have an accent.
I think it's Honduran and Southern. I was born and raised in New Orleans, so I probably have that. And then my parents are Honduran, so I guess it's probably from that too.
That's what it is. Oh, my gosh. Because I'm like, okay, I got to figure this out. And the whole time during the show, I'm like trying to figure it out. And I'm like, yeah, I can't. It ain't coming to me. Like, and you're so, he's so pretty. Like model. I mean, you're a cam model, but like, you're model perfect. Like,
yeah.
You need to. Yeah, seriously. He's got your cheekbones.
I did this, I actually modeled for a brand down here. I was actually their brand ambassador before I did porn. Mm-hmm. Then after that, of course, I had to cancel because it wasn't, you know, part of the whole branding thing. But yeah.
All right. Like, oh yeah, okay, you're showing your penis to the world, so yeah, that's just not gonna work for us right now.
Yeah.
I swear, people are just so closed-minded. If they would just let everything open up and just live life normal like they do behind closed doors, life would be so much easier. Like, really.
Yeah,
just let the penises and vaginas flow through the air. Rainbows and sex. I mean, hello. Can we get it any better? All right, my beautiful sex monsters. You are amazing. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. And I know that I'm going to get a lot of DMs about my announcement I made earlier, and that's fine. DM me, because I love it. Well, if you're not weird, I like people to DM me on my social media if you're normal. Like, don't ask me for sexual favors in my DMs, because I will not answer you. You'll sit there for 5 years and wonder why I'm not answering you. Like, they just don't fucking get it. All right, everybody, have a fabulous evening. And Princess, I will be talking to you very soon this weekend. We're going to have some words, because I want to give you some thoughts about doing the radio also. And Tanner,
yeah,
you're sexy, beautiful, and I'm going to stalk your cock. Don't worry. If I have to be the first girl into your cam show, I will. I mean, because I got to see your penis. Damn penis. I know. I can't wait to see it either. All right, everybody. Let's go stroke and masturbate and just, you know. Me, I'm going to go make a cock. Go do a little day drinking. Don't need a reason or a happy hour.
anniversary Dollhouse Radio. Tonight, cast members both past and present, along with some very special guests, celebrate 8 years on air right here on our Hot Sugar Tea Live show. This will be an epic show to date. Make sure you check out our weekly lineup of shows. Real Talk airs every Monday at 8 p.m. Webcamming with Sammy and Sage airs every Thursday at 7 p.m. The Hot Sugar Tea Live show airs every Friday at 11 p.m. All shows air Eastern Standard Time. New shows airing August 2017. We are Home of the Indie Artists, so be sure to send your music submissions in to dollhousemp3@gmail.com and include your bio or one sheet, a photo, and your track in MP3 format. Visit us online at www.hotsugartea.com for the latest in porn star gossip, music, entertainment news, and all things Dollhouse Radio. Follow us on Twitter at Dollhouse_radio and on Instagram at Hot Sugar Tea and at Dollhouse Radio. And now, back to your program.